How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Animeo. And here with me, like always, is the Doctor.
Yeah, last episode before Christmas. Maybe the end of the year.
Possibly the end of the year. It is the last episode before Christmas. I'm glad you brought that up. You got any plans?
For which?
For Christmas.
Besides treating it like Thanksgiving, no.
Yeah, sounds about right. Stuff your face and stay up late and drink.
Well, speaking of drinking,
don't tell me you're drinking right now again.
What do you mean again?
Remember last episode you were talking about how you have like a case of beer next to you?
No, I don't remember that.
Well, because you were drunk. Nah, but
no, I wasn't drunk.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I haven't had a drink during a show before.
I'm surprised you don't. I don't know how you put up with my nonsense.
I'm not shake.
I know. This is really starting to sound like last week's episode. Every time we mention you drinking or drinking, we're like, we're not shake. I'm probably just gonna watch marathon some sort of season Christmas Eve until midnight. Any suggestions? This isn't like Christmas themed anime. That would be so weird. Like a whole series is just themed around Christmas itself.
Okay. Well, I guess Guilty Crown.
I guess.
Last Christmas.
I guess. let's get into some news and then we can go back to talking about anime. I don't have a lot of news, but I have some. The first one is the musical group MOVE, or MOVE, however you want to say it, is planning to break up on March next year. I feel like I mentioned this before. Have I?
No, because I didn't know about it.
Okay. It's good. But there you go. They plan to break up after their live Tokyo concert March 16. And they were going to have this kind of best of album released December 19, but it got pushed back to February 27. So you'll get their like best of album, then you get one concert, and then they break up. Which sucks because I like a lot of their music. They did a lot of some for El Echo 7, Initial D, Ikitosen. Those are just some of the shows.
Ikitosen? You mean Ikitosen?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Maybe I'm the one that's drunk. No, that's not even a good excuse. Those are the only shows I know.
No, you're just American.
I'm just American. I don't take offense to that. I am American.
It wasn't supposed to be offensive.
It sounded offensive. I like most of their Initial D stuff, obviously. That was the intro. And Initial D has like the best... Initial D has the best worst music. Do you get what I mean by that? Like, it's like horrible music that's really good. Whatever. Moving on.
I kind of thought that what you were saying, that is like a, what is it called? A,
oxymoron?
No. Something question.
Rhetorical question?
Yes, rhetorical question.
Where I don't want an answer?
Yeah, well.
But I was actually looking for an answer this time. Anyways, Funimation delays Blood Sea and Toriko sets by 2 weeks.
Nobody's gonna care.
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't like last week, it was like a whole Blood Sea joke in our episode, so last episode. But just in case for the person or people that do care, it was moved from January 8th to January 22nd. And that's the Blu-ray/DVD box sets. So if you pre-ordered or plan to pre-order, just remember you're going to have to wait a bit longer. Now this piece of news, I thought was funny.
No, really, like, Americans don't know Toriko, and then Bloodsea is not Blood Plus.
Yeah.
So, it's okay.
You know, I'm surprised they even sent out an announcement. They're like, eh, no one cares, why waste our time? This next piece of news, I don't know if you saw it. It's just kind of like a merch news that I thought was funny. They made Kuroko's basketball clone sprays. And they have one for, like, each player. You know, you have your Kuroko, your Kagami, and Kisei, and what's his face with the blue hair who's a total douchebag?
Any Kuroko? No, just
kidding. That guy. You got your Midorima, all those other big players, you know, the generation of miracles, basically. Except Kagami, because he wasn't part of it. But I would personally maybe buy one of these just to have it. But
you're talking about Amine.
Yeah, that guy. Well, you're all late. I totally, like, duh. Everyone knows we were talking about him. I said douchebag, and they're like, that guy.
the bottles. You didn't know, so I had to tell you.
I did know. I just wanted to check if you knew. Finish it.
Liar.
Say it. Now, let me tell the people the price. Jesus. It'll cost you around $44.60. If you want that conversion to yen, is 3,675 yen, which sounds a lot painful in yen form. If you were to get one, or let's say you didn't have to pay for it, let's say they were going to give you one for free, which sweaty scent would you like? And you're not allowed to say no, you have to take it.
None?
Didn't I just tell you? You can't say no, you have to take one.
Yeah, but still none.
You pick one right now. You don't have to use it. I'll give you that, but you have to at least take the little bottle and, like, keep it with you at home or something.
Well, in that case, then any one of them, I don't care.
You pick one. I want to see if my guess is right.
How many of them are there?
3, 4, 5. There's 5. You have everyone from the Generation of Miracles except the 2 dudes that didn't show us in the series, and they have Kagami.
Alright, we'll figure it out this way.
What way?
List the options.
Oh, you want me to read each character? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you have Kuroko. Let me see if they tell you what scent he is. No, it doesn't tell you. Then you have Kagami. And then you have Kisei. And then you have Midori.
Okay, so I rolled 3, so it's Kisei. There you go.
Oh, you were just doing a dice. Oh, man. I thought you would have personally picked Midorima. You seem like a Midorima scent. Like, that's your fragrance. I just feel it. Maybe I might buy you that as a Christmas gift. And you can't say no.
I probably can't say no, but I can always ship it back.
Cute. Asshole. The next piece of news is just some of the stuff that Sentai Filmworks and Made in Japan plans to kind of release in March. I'm not going to read all of it, because last time I did this, it was like a big list, but I'll read the important stuff. Maybe the important stuff. So we'll start off with that Miwaru Penguin Drum Collection 2. The DVD will set you back $60. The Blu-rays will set you back $70. And you'll get them March 12. Then we have Fate Stay Night. TV collection, DVD, $50.
And, DVD?
Yep, the format DVD. And then you got the Face Night TV collection, Blu-ray, $70. And this comes out on the 19th. Man, that's not important. And this one is, because this one I want. Five Brain Season 1 collection, collection 1, so the first half, is $60 for DVD, and for the Blu-ray, it's $70, and I really want it, but $70 for the Blu-ray? Damn you, Sente. Whatever. Is there any of those that I mentioned that you would buy? I think, didn't you watch Mi Waru Penguin Drum?
Waru Penguin Drum? No, I haven't.
Oh, alright. Well, then never mind. And they also got that Bodacious Space Pirate collection coming out as well.
Oh god, that show's horrible.
I got a reaction out of you, and that's good enough. Not sure if this is something I mentioned before, because it sounds like it. But Sentai Filmwork adds Rony Kenshin New Kyoto Arc. Yeah, I think I mentioned this before. Doesn't matter, it's Rony Kenshin. The last
Wait,
one is
what?
I said it doesn't matter, it's Rony Kenshin. It's like, you know, it's, how do I put it? It's sort of like, not that it's not a good series, even though I've said multiple bad things about Rony Kenshin on anime. You can go back to the archives and hear me and Shake just kind of, mostly Shake though, just rip apart that series. But I mean, it's...
Never mind.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Finish.
I'm done.
You're gonna take the nope train out of here. anyways, like I was saying, it's not. I dismissed it like that because I'm just like, it's just like this small arc that we're just gonna throw aside because I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before. That's what I meant. That's why I kind of just went like...
Shake really ripped on it so hard, I would disagree, but I mean, eh.
Well, he did. I mean, he went... I mean, yeah. It was, from what I remember, it was a while back, but he makes fun of Rony Kenshin quite a bit. Okay, the next one is a list of the... The otakus picked their favorite anime openings of the last year. There is how many in the list? I think 25. I'm not gonna read them all. I'm just gonna read the top 10. Have you seen this list, by the way?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, number one is the second opening to Kuroko's Basketball, which I think, if I remember correctly, was Grand Rodeo, and it was. The song was Rimfire. I think it was Rimfire. I don't remember the name, but that was number one. Number one was the opening to Chunibyo, which I don't know who sings it or the name of the song. At least I don't have it like memorized. The third one was the first opening to I'm gonna have trouble with this one. Joshikaru. I don't even know what anime that is. Is that that? I don't know. There's a tank in it. Four, which I probably would have moved up to second, because I did like the Kuroko's one, was Sword Art Online opening. Crossfields by Lisa. Five was Excel World opening. I don't even remember that one. Do you remember the Excel World opening?
Which
is it
Excel
good?
World opening? There's two of them.
The first one.
What about it?
Did you like it?
Yeah, they had both openings were good.
Okay. Number six was the first opening to Tiger and Bunny. Number seven was the first opening to Guilty Crown. Eight, first opening to Steins;Gate. Was that one good? I know you've seen Steins;Gate.
Steins;Gate's opening should be higher than that, I think.
Higher. Okay.
But I would. Probably easily favorite over Sword Art, but that's me.
Number nine was Hanagai opening, which one? 1-1? Yeah, the one. And number 10, I'll stop there, I won't read the rest, but number 10 was the first opening to Penguin Drum. Which looks like would sound, I haven't heard it, but from the little picture in the video, looks like it sounds like that working one. That's one of my favorites. I just, oh, overall, someone. That will forever get stuck in your head if you listen to it like once or twice. I mean, it even got stuck in your head, right? And you didn't enjoy the series that much at all.
Not so much stuck, I just remember it.
Could have just said it got stuck. You know, you could have just gave me that one. Anyways, that was it for news, and that's it for this episode now. We're like, I'm just done. I expected you to do that once I said the Roni Kenshin thing. I thought you were just going to get up, slap your mic, take off your headsets, and be like, I'm out.
Again, I'm not Shake.
Let's get into what we are watching. Would you like to do the honors of going first?
What do I get in return?
The honor.
Not good enough.
You get to go first. That in itself should be.
Nope, you can go first.
You suck. It's gonna be fast. Because I haven't really watched anything new. I've put everything, mostly everything I've been watching, either like I dropped it or it's been on hold. And all I've been watching is My Little Monster, Sword Art, and Sword Art is one episode away from ending. I think My Little Monster might be there too. And what's that other one? Say I Love You. Those are the three that I watch every week. Oh, I always forget Madoka Box and I watch it. I think I forget it because it comes out so late at night. Well, at least
there's still two episodes of
Say I Love You. So there's two more episodes of Say I Love You. There's two more episodes of Madoka Box. One more Sword Art. And I don't know the episode count, like I said, for My Little Monster. Those are the recurring stuff I'm watching. I also decided to start watching Card Fight Vanguard. You know what that is? I'm sure you know what Card Fight Vanguard is. But like,
what are you, like a 12-year-old?
I remember I mentioned it before that I had seen around 4 episodes and then I just like left it alone. But most recently, I've been like marathoning this thing. 4 episodes, 5 episodes a day, just watching it as much as I can. I'm still in season 1. I'm like in episode 30, 40, around there. And I mean, you're right. Like, you're that was a legitimate thing for you to say. What are you, 12? Because there is nothing like this anime can't stand alone. Like, you either.
It's like new generation Yu-Gi-Oh, isn't it?
Essentially, but the big difference, or one of the biggest differences that I've noticed so far about Yu-Gi-Oh and Vanguard, is you know how in Yu-Gi-Oh, like, your life was at stake when you dueled, like a lot of times, you know, really early on. It was such a, it was like magic and,
well, supposedly.
Well, yeah, you know, like magic and shadow realms and just it went a little, I was gonna say sci-fi, but it went a little into like the paranormal of it. And so far, Vanguard has been legit just people playing a card game and going to tournaments. And most recently, in one of the episodes, there have been like maybe two characters who can kind of not see into the future, but like get this weird vibe from the cards, sort of like the heart of the cards. And that's the only paranormal thing I've seen, but everything else is explained. Like, they're holograms when you're playing. It's a little table that pulls up holograms, so it's in their imagination. So when you see the creatures battle, it's in the player's imagination. So that's the biggest difference between, I guess, Yu-Gi-Oh and that now.
You know, if they make a Magic the Gathering anime, I would totally watch it, no matter how bad it is.
Of course, because you're a longtime Magic the Gathering player. That's your card game. There is I don't know. There's on like What is it? What word am I looking for here? Where you're like devote yourself to something. Not pride, just kind of like you feel.
Dedicated?
No, it's like you kind of feel like you have to watch it.
Obligated.
Yes, but that sounds too forced. But let's go with that one. You have like an obligation to watch a Magic the Gathering anime because you've played it, the game, the card game for so long. But let me get back into Card Fight Vanguard. Like I was saying, I can't really stand alone. The reason I started watching and committing to it is just that I'm interested in the card game. And I want to play the card game, so I was like, I'll just watch the show, maybe learn how the game works a bit better and learn the cards. And but if you're not doing, you can't do one or the other. Like I think it's definitely a pair. But I would just be interested in the anime, there'd be something seriously wrong with me, because it's not really special, you know. And the drawings are very generic. The storyline, it's different. It is different from because I'm using Yu-Gi-Oh as a comparison, the only other like card game show that's popular. I mean, there was Battle Spirits.
Well, Pokemon is pretty much that, except it's not cards.
Well, that's exactly. Well, that's what I mean. Like, I mean, legit cards where you see the cards in the show. And then there was, like I was mentioning, Battle Spirits, but that went nowhere fast, card wise and show wise. But yeah, one of the things that the story for this is just so far you're just showing all these different kids playing the card game, and your main character, Aichi, who's like really bad at it, and then you have the Kaiba version of, there's like a reincarnation of Kaiba, I guess you could say, named Kai, who's, he's not rich, but he's like the douchebag guy who's really good at the game, and he's like, you're too weak, I'm not gonna play you, you're not strong enough, I'm not gonna waste my time. But it's just very condescending attitude where you're just like, dick, it's just a card game, like why are you so high and mighty about a card game? But like I mentioned before, douchey characters like that, I always seem to have like an attraction to them. I don't know, at least I still find them semi cool. One of the things that bothered me though is for shows like this, I wound up liking the supporting characters, like in Yu-Gi-Oh, I like Joey Wheeler, and I forgot his do you remember the name of the other guy, of his other best friend, the tall one, Tristan? Is that his name?
The
blonde was Joey. Yeah, that's, I said Joey. I like Joey, and then his other friend, the like brownish black haired dude. I think it was Tristan. Yeah, but I wound up liking the supporting characters, and I like some of the supporting characters here. What I hate though is that every time you show these characters playing, fighting, I don't know what that is. Like I know in Yu-Gi-Oh it was called dueling, but so far, I guess they just call it fighting or card fights or whatever. But when they show those characters, they skip a lot of their battle and they just kind of jump to the hit points, like to near the ending or near the big moves. And they always show our main characters fight like through and through, from like the first draw to like the last damage taken. And I'm just like, I'm tired of seeing his deck. I got it like memorized because we're seeing it over and over again. Well, I'm more interested in like his support characters' deck. Like, what other cards do they have? You know, but they never, so far, they've never shown us a full fight.
Well, Yu-Gi-Oh kind of did the same thing.
Yeah, definitely they did. They did do that because it was. But even in Yu-Gi-Oh, they would fast forward a lot of Yugi's fights. It wasn't like they wouldn't. We wouldn't sit through him unless it was like a big one, from like draw one to, you know, the last life points. I really would have liked to see some more, but there's still a lot more, so I might see it, you know. There's still another 33 something episodes in season one, and then season two is like circus something.
So in other words, you're like, I want Yu-Gi-Oh, but there's no new Yu-Gi-Oh, so I'm gonna watch this.
That's part of it, I guess you can put it like that, because it's like I said, I watch it because of the card game, because I want to play the card game, because I'm just, in general, I'm just into card games. So I figured, well, if it's, there's an anime associated with the cards, I might as well check it out. But like I said, it isn't nothing special. It's nothing good. Everything's lame. The music is cool because, like, anime metal. The intro's cool.
Well, don't watch the White Shorts anime. Just don't.
There's a White Shorts anime? How is that possible?
It's called, like, White Scribe.
I haven't. You see, I'm gonna watch it. You know that. When you tell me there's an anime about a card game, don't watch it because it sucks. I'm gonna at least give it a shot. And it might suck just as bad, but I'm still gonna watch it.
Okay, all the more power to you.
I don't know why. It's the habit because it's a card game. I'm telling you, it's the card game that draws me in.
So you would like be all over like a Uno anime or like a
Before you miss another one, I just want to talk about the fact that you said if there was an Uno anime. If there was an Uno anime, hands down I will watch the first episode. I don't care. Hands down I will sit there and I will watch the first episode and I will take it in, drink it like it was a glass of water. I would have to watch it. I'm not saying I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not saying I'd continue it. I'm just saying, why would you not watch that? It's so absurd. It's like, you would have to want to see where it goes.
Exactly.
Uno. That's what I'm saying. It's so like, what?
I don't know what to tell you.
But that's what I mean. It's so like, really? There's an anime about the card game Uno? You have to see it. How does it look? Why? What's the goal?
Or like, what if we had like a Cards Against Humanity? That would be so terrible.
Okay, let me be more specific then to help the situation out before you just start throwing out every single weird game like that. Like Scrabble Slam.
It's not a weird game, it's common popular
I know, card but games. Then you're gonna start being like, oh, what about Scrabble Slam? That's a card game, it's not a board game. But I mean, when I say...
I didn't even know Scrabble Slam existed. Clearly, it's not very popular.
It's not, and it's really dumb, and it's a waste of money. If you paid, like, the $10.99 price tag. If you paid, like, the $2 because all the crappy ones...
No, you know what you would probably love? It would be, like, a Munchkin anime.
That would be cool. I would like to see where that would go. But let me go back to what I was trying to explain. When I say card games, I mean TCGs, and I'm sure you're just being a jerk about it, but I mean TCGs, you know, that type of card game, not apples to apples or Uno. Fucking apples to apples. And then
what would it be based
and then on? It'd be like 100 episodes of just people fucking playing apples to apples. Oh, that'd be so stupid. I don't know. That was wrong. So yes, that's what I've been watching. I know there was more I wanted to say about Card Fight, but I've completely lost it. Because I'm just trying to think of that apples to apples and Uno's card.
I get the feeling that the more you're thinking about it, the more you actually
I know,
want
it
to happen.
That's what's going
to
happen. Like, by tomorrow, I'll be like, you know what would be really great, guys? An anime is about Uno. Imagine. Okay, I'm done. So that's what I've been watching. A bunch of Card Fight. I think I'm going to keep watching it. Now I remember what I was going to say. It's one of those, you can, like I mentioned before, you don't have to pause it ever. Ever, you can miss 5 minutes of it and just be like, whatever, I know what's gonna happen, he's not gonna lose. One of the smallest, coolest things that I've seen noticed though, some of the matches aren't as predictable as I thought they were gonna be. Go with it, not a lot of them, just some of them. But yeah,
so okay, then so far for you, does it fall under download it now? Out of bed for crackers. rent it, Netflix, or burn it. You know what I'm referring
to. Yeah, but
to.
That doesn't fit any of those ever at all. I watch it if someone gave it to you as a gift and you don't want them to feel bad that you don't like their gift. Yeah, because download it now. Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, let's go. Let's download it right now. You have to pause.
You're a terrible person.
Pause and go, no, but seriously, don't. I mean, like I said, you really have to be 12 or want to play the card game. Like, really want to play the card game. It's not. I mean, it was pretty popular on the Crunchyroll when it first came out. I think it does still decently well on their list. And, like I'm saying, it's really long. 60-something episodes for season one, and season two is like, who knows at what number right now. People like it. People are watching it, but I think people are watching this just because there is a card game attached to it. But yeah. And that was my two cents. I give it a 10 out of 10.
You're a terrible person.
So what have you been watching?
Primarily...
Wait, I'm gonna go give it a 10 out of 10 right now on my anime list. I'm gonna call it a masterpiece.
Primarily the usual stuff that's kind of been for this whole season. You, sir, need to get yourself onto some robotics notes, like AS motherfucker.
I want to, but didn't you tell me, like, Steingates?
And Psychopath.
Didn't you tell me Steingates is like a prequel?
No. Okay. Chaos Head, Steins;Gate, and Robotics Notes all fall into the same universe, but they're not really they're not sequels or prequels, or they're not really related in a sequential order.
Oh.
I mean, like, it is in a sense that, like, I looked up characters, like, in Robotics Notes, supposedly one character in Steins;Gate is working for a company in the Robotics Notes world, but we haven't seen any anime anywhere. So, I mean, there's crossover, but, like, it's not really, like, you have to watch this before watching another.
So it doesn't affect the enjoyment and the story of one or the other.
Say what?
It doesn't affect the story or the enjoyment of one or the other. Like, you can watch.
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
well,
no,
then,
no.
Yeah, then I'll check out Robotic Notes to this week. Because, even I know Funimation has put some of the episodes on their YouTube channel, and I can watch that on the PS3 because I don't want to sit on my computer and watch it on the computer player.
Or subscribe to Hulu Plus and watch it on the PS3.
I hate Hulu Plus. They will never get my money. Nope. Screw Hulu. Nope. If I had a Hulu player, I'd subscribe to Funimation themselves.
But that aside, though, like, dude, that the main character in Robotics Notes, she's like gotta be like one of my new favorite.
She's gonna be your wife.
You know, like, no. You mean like, you know, like anime wife girlfriend type characters, like.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I was asking. She's gonna be your new.
God, because she's like a freaking mecha fanatic. Dude, that'd be fucking perfect for me.
I can see it.
Anyway, yeah. Otherwise, rest of it's just kind of standard stuff. We already, like, you just like you watch Say I Love You and Madoka.
You never gave My Little Monster a chance?
No, I have a very small fraction amount of interest in even caring for that show. To like start watching it. Yes, waifu. What about that?
Well, that's what you were calling this one chick. She's gonna be your waifu.
Well, like, it's a terrible thought to say waifu. That's why I said girlfriend, because like. She's a high school girl.
No one needs to know that.
Anyway,
but it's like, yeah, come on, it's not, it's bad. I can see what you mean by you don't want to say that because you're like, but you gotta. We'll come back to reality a bit and be like, it is a fictional character. You know, she's never good.
We are down to one episode left on Hayate, and I'm kind of sad because
you guys saw how he just ignored
the last couple episodes of Hayate. The last couple episodes of Hayate have been like badass. It's like the start of this season has been like, boom, here's this plot, and then it's like six episodes of like, here's a new character, and then building relationships, and then eventually like we get to like episode 8, and it's like, all right, now we throw him into the middle of that plot that we introduced in season 1, and have at it. So we're like reaching like the big mega climax here in episode 11 and 12, which is practically the end of the season.
Amazing. Which I still haven't gotten past the first one that you told me to watch, the first season.
The first season is so
good. It is. It's funny. I mean, I really so enjoyed good. It, but like, I still don't know why I put it on hold. Why I just stopped watching it.
But otherwise, yeah, unlike you, I'm now like three episodes behind on Kyoto's show, Chunibyo.
I want to watch the new one.
The last episode I watched was spoilers. When he took her home early from that trip.
Man, that was forever ago.
That was the last episode I saw. When his friend is trying to get with that other girl, and they were at that convenience store, and he's talking to him on the phone, and she leaves that note saying she's leaving because she thought maybe that phone call would take a while. That episode.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That's like three episodes ago.
The most recent episode, man. That episode was like, it got all real. You're just like, what? I mean, it got me here, and by here I mean my heart's. Hey, you should catch up, and I want to watch what's that one called? The new one is gonna come out, Tamako Market.
But yeah, that's it for me.
Can we talk a quick little bit about the most recent episode of Madoka Box? Because I just want to say that, like I told you in the tweet. That little chibi version of Senkichi was the greatest.
It's flashback.
No, but it was.
It's not chibi. It's when he's young.
It was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. With his little hoodie, I'm just like, do we have a plush of this? It needs to be right there with my cloud plush. I know, I'm weird. That was a good episode. It was. I know. I've been telling you how.
Wait! You want a Senkichi plushie and not a Madoka plushie?
I mean, I didn't say I didn't want a Madoka one. I mean, do I want a Madoka one? Yes. Do I want a Senkichi one? Yes. I even want one of the her sister and of the brother.
And Kikaijima.
Yeah, but if you made me pick one, yeah, it'd be Senkichi because he's my favorite character. He's cool. He's normal, and that's his, you know, his weirdness.
His weirdness. He's normal.
Yeah, that's what I like about him. How he's so normal, but that's what makes him cool.
No, he's so normal. He's abnormal.
Yeah, that's the best part. And I was like I was saying, the most recent episode I really enjoyed. I know I've been telling you how, like the past three episodes have felt kind of fast, like time wise, like. Felt fast, but they felt very kind of plain. Like I was like, can they do more? Can they be an hour long so more can happen faster?
It about the same amount of stuff happened. I was saying you'd probably dislike this episode, but you seem to like this one more than the other one. It makes no sense.
I remember you telling me, oh, then you're probably not gonna like the next episode. And then the next episode came out, and I'm like, this was a good episode. This I enjoyed. I don't know why. But I'm enjoying the series overall. I'm glad that you... This one you did recommend, right? I remember you distinctly saying watch this one.
Dude, every this time show it just gets even more crazy.
Because I remember last time I said recommend on something, you're like, no, I did not recommend that.
I told you, going season one, season two, it's just going to get even more what the fuck batshit crazy. Well, multiply it even more when we complete the season.
So in the next two episodes, it should just get, insane.
Well, you're going to go what the fuck next episode.
Oh, okay. Alright, I can't wait.
If this next episode is going to show exactly what I think it is, and what I fear is episode 12 is going to be another filler episode.
Damn. You think we're getting to season 3?
Dude, there's how many more chapters to the manga?
No, but that doesn't guarantee a season 3. Just because there's chapters.
Well, it's not obviously going to be in the winter season. I can bet on there being a season 3, but it's either going to be at earliest spring next year, but if that's not going to happen, then it's going to be delayed, but we're talking maybe a year from now or the following year, if it's delayed, if they so supposedly pull a Bleach where we need more time to make more chapters of the manga before creating more anime.
Hmm. Okay. You know what I wish there was a season 2 of? Air Gear.
I was thinking that right in my head because you've said that so many times.
I know. This is it. The other day I watched, I rewatched the OVAs. And I'm just like, this is so amazing. And then I caught up to the manga, well, the ones being released here in America, so volume 26. And I caught up to it, and I'm just like, and then I watched the OVAs, and I was like, there's so many fights, so many scenes, so many moments that I read that I think would look amazing made into animation.
See, here's the thing. There's almost 200 chapters of the manga in Madoka right now.
Mm-hmm.
And season 2 is going to wrap up to just over 50.
So then we're getting to season 3 and 4.
What I was going at is there's a lot of content left, so I could probably bet on there being a season. If there's not, I will be horribly saddened that something like Fairy Tail is still going on, and they're not going to continue with Madoka.
I'd be really sad. But not just Fairy Tail, One Piece. How does One Piece keep going for the longest haul ever?
Well, One Piece is the most popular shonen series right now. That's fact. It's One Piece, Gintama, Naruto.
But yeah, no, I think I'm with you with the whole, if they don't make a season 3, you'd be like, why? How do all these other shows have so many seasons and this one doesn't get a third one?
Not to say Fairy Tail is bad. They're it's the fourth, fifth popular Shonen Jump series because it's still running, but yeah, you already caught my vibe on that.
Yeah. Alright, well, I mean, I think that's it. That's it for this episode. I don't want to get into why I wanted Air Gear Season 2 any deeper. I mean, I think everybody knows.
Well, can we wrap up with one more thing?
Sure, you have something.
Top 50... most entertaining anime of 2012.
Are you reading the whole list?
Hell no. Probably just top 10.
Okay.
Can you guess what number one is?
The number one Of this season, right? This year?
This year.
Year. Let's go with...
Which means that goes... That means that goes all the way from winter season of 2011. Because that goes from December, January. Yeah. Or somewhere around
I
there.
I can't think that far back. But I'm going to go with Kuroko's basketball one. Like it was in the music.
You're saying that as number one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
No. What's number one?
Hyoka.
I haven't seen that.
Kyoto Animation?
Yeah, I remember you told me that if I liked Chunibyo, I should check that one out. But I couldn't find it anywhere.
And then, number two, your ultimate favorite.
K-On? No, Sword Art, because K-On has been done.
SAO. Number three, probably your... I would say third, but that's probably wrong. Among your top five right now.
Top five right now? Let's see, there's Sword Art, there's Chunibyo. Is it that one?
Okay, number three is Chunibyo.
Yeah, I got it. I got one.
Number four is Kuroko.
Okay.
Number five, Nichijou. Yes, Nichijou feels so old. Three Kyoto Animation shows in the top five.
You jelly?
Tari Tari is six.
What? How is Tari Tari in the top 10? That should be maybe anything under, but not top 10.
Fate Zero Season 2. Inuboku SS is number 8. Sakura Soul is number 9. And Jormungand is number 10.
My what?
Jormungand.
Oh. Awesome. Kyoto Animation. I still need to watch that, Hyoka. I don't know where. Were there any of the top 10 that you agreed with? Because I felt like most of them you were like, nah. Besides maybe Kuroko's basketball.
Kuroko, I would put like number 10 or something. Something lower. Not too much lower, but lower. Sword Art, no, it doesn't belong there.
What's your number one?
My number one? What's my number one of this year?
Yeah.
Of this year.
Yeah.
What came out of this
year? I thought you were going to say your the new Hayate.
The new Hayate is definitely not number one. It wouldn't even make my top 10.
Oh. Selective much?
What do you mean selective?
I mean, I really thought you would have put that one in your top 10.
No, like, things that belong in the top 10 would be, like, you would agree with me, Madoka.
Yeah.
I would put Robotics Notes up there. I would put possibly Gundam AGE up there. AGE wasn't bad. I never finished it yet.
Bimbo Gamiga should be in the top 10, too.
I'll put that, like, 11. Oh, okay. Maybe. But... Hell, even Psychopaths, I would think, should be long up there. But, yeah, like, XR World, number 12. Robotics Notes, 15.
You a need lot of to people, give Sword Art a chance, because you're, like, just dumping it down.
A lot of people like Nisa Monogatari, and that's 18. But, yeah, Madoka, 27, Psychopaths, 30.
No, I definitely... Like you said, I agree with you. Madoka Box should have been top 10.
It's an interesting list.
We had two lists on the show today. Music and intros, I should say, are most entertaining. That's what that one was, right? Most entertaining series.
That's entertaining, yeah.
All right. I think we've done enough. I was planning on... Because this might be the last episode of the year. I was thinking up a contest, but I don't know if I should do it right now or wait to see if we do have one more episode. You think we'll do one more episode, or you think that's it? How do you feel? Do you want this to be the last one, or do we have like a surprise end of the year special?
We'll figure that out. Okay. It depends on availability.
All right. But thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter, and you can email us at doctor@audioninjas.com or dcs@audioninjas.com. You can find me at my anime list at darkcloudstrife7. And I don't remember your username on that. If you want people to add you there, is it? I forgot it. Do you want to share that with us?
Easiest way to probably find me is go to his page and look at the comments.
Yeah, there you go. That's the easiest way to find him. All right, well, that was it. Again, one more time, thank you for listening. And remember, with Animeo, you never go hungry.